Welcome to Rhema for Today.
I want to talk to you on this subject for probably a couple of days to cover it. Then we'll get to something else. 10 necessary steps to follow when faith seems weak and victory seems lost. Now, of course, you've never been there, have you? 10 necessary steps, you see. You come to the place and say, well, I don't know what to do. Well, if you'll take down these notes, you'll know what to do then.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. We went into the archives and chose Kenneth E. Hagin's teaching, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. This will be a great month of teaching. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's radio offer. Right now, here's Kenneth E. Hagin with today's message.
We're grateful and thankful indeed for the privilege that we have to come together in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to lift our voices in praise and prayer, in adoration and thanksgiving unto Thee for Thy loving kindnesses and tender mercies which are ours. We thank You, our Father, for the privilege to come together in such a service as this, to study the Word of God together. We thank You for the Holy Spirit whom Thou hast sent to be our teacher and to be our guide. And we trust Him today to unveil the Word of God unto our spirits. And for all of us, I pray that we shall not just be hearers of the Word only, but that we'll be doers thereof, putting God's Word into practice. In Jesus' name, amen. Now open your Bibles to begin with to 2 Corinthians, the 4th chapter. And then open your Bibles also to the book of Ephesians, chapter 6, please. Find those two openings, if you will. We will begin there. We'll give you other scriptures as we go along, of course. But we'll read this first from 2 Corinthians chapter 4, and then from Ephesians chapter 6. Now, first of all, we read from Ephesians chapter 4 and the 4th verse, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them that believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. I want you to notice that Satan here is called the God of this world. Then turning to Ephesians, the 6th chapter, let's start reading with the 10th verse of Ephesians chapter 6. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of His might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places, or wicked spirits, as the margin says, in the heavenlies. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, stand therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace, above all taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God. Praise the Lord. Now, he's telling us here that we have to do with Satan and the enemy that we have to do with, but thank God he's giving us also the equipment for victory. There's no need to be overcome. And if we are overcome, it's our own fault, not God's fault. no need to be defeated. If we are defeated, it's our own fault. It's not God's fault. Because He's given us His Word and He's given us all the equipment that we need. Amen. Isn't that right? Now I want to talk to you because we run into these problems all the time. I want to talk to you on this subject for probably take us a couple of days to cover it. Then we'll get to something else. 10 necessary steps to follow when faith seems weak and victory seems lost. Now, of course, you've never been there, have you? 10 necessary steps, you see. You come to the place and said, well, I don't know what to do. Well, if you'll take down these notes, you'll know what to do then. Amen. 10 necessary steps to take when faith seems weak and victory seems lost. Now, here's step number one. Recognize the source of the opposition as being Satan. So many times people don't know whether God or the devil's doing some things. Well, people say sometimes maybe the Lord's trying to teach me something. Well, you know, if you'd get into the Word of God, it'd straighten your thinking out. Amen. Amen. Think in line with what God's Word said, not what you've been taught necessarily or what somebody told you. But what did the Word of God say? I remember years ago, I was attending a special meeting and certain individuals spoke at this meeting. This individual, back in those days, had a large tent. He was a healing evangelist. He had a tent that seated about 20,000 people. And he got it put up down here in Texas somewhere, and he wasn't used to these big winds, I guess, and he come along and blow the thing away. Lost the whole thing. It didn't have any insurance on it for the simple reason that nobody would insure it. They lost so many of them. Lloyd's of England would insure them. I had some experience along that line. That's the only way we'd get to insure them. And then they finally quit insuring them. So you just couldn't get any insurance. And so one of these Texas tornadoes came along, blew the thing away. And they took up a special offering to help him get another tent at this meeting. But he said, I remember he preached, and I like fell off the bench, and I heard him say that. He said he didn't know whether the God or the devil blowed his tent away. Well, God's not out blowing down gospel tents. God's out putting them up. Amen, isn't that right? Well, yeah, then somebody said, yeah, but now God allowed that. No, you see, God's not the God of this world. Are you listening to me? We just got through reading here in 2 Corinthians 4:4, where Satan is the God of this world. Now, it's very easy to find out where these things come from. Because first of all, the Lord Jesus Christ Himself, and I don't know any higher authority that you could appeal to than the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe He knows exactly what He's talking about, don't you? He is the Son of God. Now, Jesus said Himself in John's Gospel, the 10th chapter and the 10th verse, the thief is come but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. But I am come. See, what He's doing is contrasting His works or God's works, because Jesus' works is God's works. Because I must work the works of Him that sent me, He said, while it is day. The night cometh and no man can work. He said, you know, on another occasion to one of the disciples, when they said to Him, show us the Father. He said, he that's seen me, seen the Father. If you want to see God at work, look at Jesus. It would just absolutely erase all confusion if we just listen to the Word of God. But you see, most of us, from the time we were children, before we ever really could read too much for ourselves, perhaps, or got into the Word of God, we were already religiously brainwashed. We've heard things said all of our lives, you know, and sometimes even preached in the church that we went to that wasn't scriptural. Just the human mind trying to solve a spiritual problem. Well, the human mind can't solve spiritual problems. Are you listening to me? Yes. And so Jesus is comparing or contrasting, we should say, His works with the works of the devil. He said, the thief. Well, he's not calling God a thief. God's not a thief. Jesus is not a thief. The devil is. I said, the devil is. Amen. He's talking about the devil when he said the thief. Is come but for to kill and to steal and to destroy. That which kills and steals and destroys is a thief. Now you see, you have to realize this. That a lot of time, particularly in the Old Testament, it talked about God doing something. God didn't actually, in other words, wasn't the agent that did it. He didn't send evil on anybody. But God had already warned them, if you sin, these things are going to happen to you. Are you following me? Like, for instance, you get up on the house and fall off and break your arm or your leg or your neck. Now, God put into motion the law of gravity, but you violated that law, and that's the reason it happened. God didn't push you off the roof.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, Craig Hagin, Lynette Hagin, and Denise Hagin Burns by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's offer. First, we're offering Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book, The Untapped Power of Praise. Also, the USB drive, Healing, Peace, and Success by Kenneth E. Hagin and Lynette Hagin. Next in this radio offer is Craig Hagin's CD, What Do You Have on the Inside? Finally, we have Denise Hagin Burns' CD, Living a God-Conscious Life. All these items for the special price of only $45. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so email us today at partnerservice@rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Christmas lights are on. They're beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
And nightly from 5:30 p.m. to 11:30 p.m. right here on the Rhema USA campus. And they will be on through January the 1st.
And we have something new this year on the campus.
Yes, we do.
We have a train.
Yes.
That you can buy tickets on. And you can ride a tour around the campus.
Yes.
On the train.
On the train, yes.
So that's available.
Thing.
And, you know, I mean, there's hot chocolate out there. There's funnel cakes.
Oh, yes.
It's
mini donuts. That's my favorite.
There is so much to do. Come on down and see the lights. They're coming in here from Kansas and Arkansas and Missouri.
Yes,
I was looking at license tags here a while back. And I want to tell you what, it's just a nice time to come and see some Christmas lights. And then if you want to get some hot chocolate and all the other things that go with it, come on down here and be with us, okay?
Call 1-888-FAITH-99. That's toll free, 1-888-FAITH-99. Tomorrow, Kenneth E. Hagin will continue his message, What to Do When Faith Seems Weak and Victory Lost. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.